Calling the meeting to order at 5:49. Great.
Sure. Sarah, are you here? And this is Greg. Carrie, are you here? Anne, are you here? And then Amy and Donald are absent. So we have four of six. Krishna and Daniel are here. And so you have quorum.
Awesome. Right the second it's not also, but
You can crack it. You know, it's fine as long as people know that you can get in. Yeah.
Great. Sorry. Any need to reorder action or discussion items? All right, let's do appreciations.
I want to appreciate Miss Melody for inviting folks tomorrow night to play games. I'm looking forward to playing some games.
I want to thank all teachers who had a full week of conferences. You know, it's always a very full week work, but I know. Talked to a lot of friends who were really excited to hear about how their kids are doing. I want to appreciate Trustee Barrett for visiting and took on a little tour and walking through our classrooms. I think it was yesterday morning, which was great. It's the first time since I've been here that he's visited, and it was wonderful to show him around. I don't think he really visited the school since Cecile was here.
Nice.
We talked about that too. So thank you. It's great.
And I'll appreciate, I think President Cole also made it since our last board meeting. Or is that?
I think that was
before the last board. I missed that last board meeting. Yeah.
So that was also super appreciative of President Cole for coming and visiting. She had never been here before.
And appreciate you guys for hosting them and others. Thank you for doing that.
Gigantic trees. Those are so awesome.
I'll have to take a photo and put them in the minutes.
Any board member comments on items not meeting to agenda items? There are no presentations from the floor that you had. So we'll go into our community agreements discussion. So we'll be talking about what these things look like in the board space. And I will send to Greg to link in the minutes the notes from our last conversation. But today pulled up the stakes are for learning and be curious, vulnerable, and courageous about the building. So what does that look and sound like for a public school board?
As the board's longtime secretary, the mistakes are for learning definitely makes me, it that resonates with me real quick, just around like that. Obviously there's a lot of things to comply with the Brown Act and stuff like that around running legal meetings, but also the Brown Act has ways to help you fix your mistakes. Like it assumes boards will make mistakes and it gives you ways to cure it and fix it. And so it kind of just makes me remember like it's okay. Like we do our best. And then if we make mistakes, we own them, we're transparent, and then we fix them. And we learn, and then hopefully we learn from them and try not to repeat the same mistakes again.
Yeah, I appreciate your very gentle feedback at times and things that I've done wrong over the years and how that needs to be fixed. And I have learned a lot as a result of that. So I appreciate that.
I don't know. When I think about mistakes are for learning, like goes right to the heart of like classrooms every day. So I feel like it connect, like having it here at the board level feels like it connects to like what I might hear or hope to hear a student saying to another student or a teacher saying to a student, or a student saying it to themselves. I don't know. And so it makes me think about like, how is that, if that is indeed happening, I bet that's the easiest and most comfortable place adults are saying like, oh, mistakes are for learning, like, you know, with children. And I bet we don't give that grace to we other adults the same way, you know, like, so in our support of Ms. Feeney, you know, how are we not saying mistakes are for learning, like in the same way, but how are we remembering that, you know, every role is going to make mistakes and every role has the opportunity to learn from them and grow.
Actually thinking about and making a space where it feels okay to make mistakes, right? And like, and so what does that process look like of this space being an okay, as a public board meeting, how do you create a space that it feels okay to make mistakes, like as school staff, as board members, as public that shows up, and like, what does that mean? I feel like is the question here. And I don't have an answer.
It feels like the stakes are a little higher than for students when we talk about mistakes at our level. And so I don't know what the implications of that are. Just that's my kind of impression.
Yeah, it's also interesting as like, as a volunteer board, I often feel a balance, or I feel like I can kind of play two sides of the coin at times, where I'm like maybe I'm a volunteer, like I'm figuring this shit out, like let's like whatever, but also like, oh yeah, and I like signed up to be the board chair, and like that, you know, comes with, you know, positionality that, you know, makes my mistakes have impact. So I think what I would hope for it to look like for myself is to like be as transparent as I can around those mistakes and things that like I think we can do, and being honest about like things I think we can do better. And I think in that way, as a volunteer board too, it's a little bit like different of like, I'm not an elected official. We're not elected officials. We can own that, like we raised our hands to do this.
I think it goes with the idea of like, how can we be a board and run meetings where mistakes are for learning, mm-hmm. kind of goes with the next one of modeling, being vulnerable, being courageous, and being curious. And one of our roles is to be curious and to ask questions and to, you know, dig into the financials and ask questions and dig into the academic outcomes and ask questions and do less offering of advice and more, you know, helping make sure and more unearthing and making public the work that is already happening.
He was concerned that he would need to know all the things. And I'm like, that's not our job. Mm-hmm. To know all the things. Our job is to support Daniel and Krishna and the admin team in terms of
asking them questions that they need to know to be, or need to hear to be better, which I think was helpful for him. But that was my, that's how I approach this, is not needing to know all the things, but mm-hmm. needing to know how to ask about this.
And I think it's like for us, like recognizing that like we are not the experts on what happens here day to day, and being really like, and like knowing that and taking curiosity as our like lead, recognizing the limitations of our perspective.
Yeah, and that's where like the without judgment part really comes in a lot. I find, you know, you're not here every day. So what can you, how can you, whatever you think you hear, or the little bits you hear, how can you stay curious and get a full picture, and really model that for others so that others are curious and wanting to seek a fuller picture. My experience has been whenever I have been able to do that and get a broader picture, I'm always almost universally, I would say, like impressed and like, oh my gosh. It's a great, there's always more to the stories.
Mm-hmm. Being curious piece makes me just being intentional about holding space for different perspectives and wanting to learn and be open to those. HOS.
I want to capture her sound.
Capture the sound. We're getting it started. It's November. It's almost December.
I kept saying end of the month to people at work this week, and they're like, "Do you mean
today?"
End of the day. I'm like, "No." December, obviously,
you mean end of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Some fun updates. Obviously, we had a wonderful round of parent conferences. We have our rough survey of 84% of primary and elementary families signed up for and attended conferences this round, which is we've been wanting to collect that data for a while, so we're excited to have that data. Obviously, we need some middle school data too for some of the days.
High school, because both teachers were out multiple days that week, so I think there's like a lot of like
there's confusion, yeah, about what and there are still conferences being scheduled in addition to those ones, also. So we know lots of folks are like, oh, I've got other ones scheduled for next week. Greg mentioned that our expanded learning program is doing a family game night tomorrow, which is a direct invite for all those program folks, but everybody's invited to come play games 5 to 6 tomorrow night, which is exciting. And then we've got another family night on the calendar for Wednesday the 13th about punishments versus logical consequences. The consultant, volunteer parent consultant, who is donating this parent night for us. It'll be more focused on primary lower L age students in this case. Just when we publish out info on it, we'll make that clear. It's not really a middle school focused theme, so I think it could be interesting for everybody. You guys know winter break's coming, and also just keeping in mind that we return on the 9th, and there's a professional development day for staff on the day after winter break on Monday the 8th. Couple of fun happenings we already mentioned. We've had 2 Alameda County Board trustees visit in the last month. We had the board president, Cole, and then Trustee Barrett came yesterday. We also have a response from another Alameda County Office of Ed board member who wanted to come but was getting surgery and said, hit me up in January again. We also have on the calendar Director Hutchinson from the OUSD School Board scheduled to walk around in December.
Both so impressed, President Cole and Trustee Barrett, both so impressed with what they saw in the classroom.
Yeah, it felt very good. They were really positive and pleasant visits, and it kind of like we've believed that if we can get people to walk through classrooms, mm-hmm. that's what we need, that and like it feels really good to have that showing to be true, which is like it's difficult to go to a completely stray group of folks who are in a different set, generally dealing with other educational type settings, and talk about what we do and have them be able to visualize and understand what it looks like. So we're super excited that we're actually getting some traction on getting some of these folks to come visit, because I think when we go up for renewal and or anytime we go to talk to the county about anything, like it gives a whole different like frame for those trustees about like what we're talking about and in what ways we actually are different than a lot of the schools that they're supporting.
Yeah, so Trustee Barrick has like a special education background.
Yeah.
So like asked lots of really good questions and was super impressed by how that meant.
Yeah, he asked a lot of very specific questions around special education, because that's where his focus is. And had positive, like lots of positive feedback for that. It's great. It's good. So we're hoping to get more. We'll keep reaching out to the others who we haven't had response from. But we're also telling those who come, if and when they ask what we need or what we'd like their support with, is to just tell their colleagues to come visit. Like, that's our main ask right now, is like, please encourage your colleagues to come visit. So hopefully the more traction we get, the more of them we can get them all to come. Great. Okay, kick it over to Daniel.
One thing that I want to mention before I talk about that is on December 16th and 17th, also the Saturday and Sunday, we'll be here both days for our training group. So we have a weekend training that weekend. So
which weekend? Sorry.
The 16th, 17th. So week four. So, kudos to those teachers for coming in on Saturday and Sunday. The week before winter break. Who planned that? Quick SLT goals update. So last month we talked about what the focus areas for our SLT team. I suppose and asked for some updates along the way. In terms of our first and second goal, we'll see it. Teachers have been taking the NWA pretty frequently I talked about that as one of the strategies that teachers are going to use to kind of see the types of questions that we're seeing on NWA, seeing if how we need to adjust our language as kind of some of the low-hanging fruit pieces around getting used to the language you see in NWA. But we also realize that taking that over and over again is hard, right? And you only see one question at a time. So we also got SBAC test prep books for the teachers to kind of go through and kind of get an easier a view of that. So we've been combing through that. In terms of that second goal, I met with Transparent Classroom today to talk about ways to make some of those things easier. Some of them are possible. Some of them are going to be more like long-term goals, and we need to engage teachers to get to ask for the same thing to them so that they prioritize those things and as how they adjust the Transparent Classroom is the record keeping
platform
that we use. And we want to be able to use the record keeping platform to populate specific data around the transition skills checklist. Mm-hmm. And that's something that they have on their radar, but their complexities around how to make it happen. That's definitely something on their radar and that they're working on. For our third goal, the team has a list of resources and topics that they want classrooms to discuss and looking to roll out in the new year, really like that month by month, here are the things that we're talking about in the different levels. And for our fourth, we had our first get together. That was pretty well attended. There was like 15 to 20 staff members at that. It was the week of conference. It was like the Thursday. Like, don't do the Friday, we'll do it the Thursday, the week of conference. So that was really nice. I mean, a nice time to connect and give lots of appreciation.
Can I ask on the third, is that the
Sorry, is it a school-wide topic per month? Or is it
catered to each level?
Yeah. But it's like we're all talking about this SEL skill this month, and then okay, cool. Will that come into me? Families can hear about that.
Also ask teachers to put it in their newsletters. A quick little enrollment in attendance. We have three students. I think it said the same thing last month. It's not entirely exactly the same. So good news. And like there's probably one or two new ones and a few folks moving, things like that. The folks we've seen leaving are leaving for reasons like we're moving out of the city. A few of those coming up too. We are still accepting. In certain grade levels where there's room and have a couple of offers out right now and may have new kids starting next week. We'll generally keep enrolling until at least February if we need it, but it's definitely slowed. But we still are getting applications and we do have like lists in certain grade levels, which is great. As attendance has been rough, it's been hovering around 90% for the year. The whole year attendance is about 90%, which is pretty low. And I think consistent with other schools and districts that we're seeing, but just to be noted, and that stuff that also comes up in finance, we talk about that in finance, and you'll see those in those reports, where we'll probably at some point adjust some of that ADA, but this can also still go up over the months, the coming months. This is a notoriously rough time of year for attendance schools. We have officially started the enrollment tours for next year. And we're having like absolutely enormous tours, like the biggest tours we've had. We had like 30 people at our last one. And there's like 48 people scheduled to come to the next one, which is like next week sometime. So they're quite large. So that's great.
That's great.
A lot of interest and generally positive response on those. We've done two so far. This will be our third next week, and we'll keep scheduling out other ones. But there's also a long list of folks who have like couldn't make any of them and are like on a mailer. Like Buck has a mailer for like if you want to know when the tours are scheduled, he like blasts out to the folks who have put their name on that list. And so there's a large list of folks waiting for us to put out the next few dates as well. And I think applications are due in February, the lottery's in March. And so we'll start seeing soon, like actually starting to see all those applications coming in. It's exciting. A few staffing updates. Our new OT is here. This is exciting. Yep, I met her in it. Me too. But she's been here for several weeks, but she's part-time. And so like it's hard to... by 0.665 something. We are currently still hiring. We're always hiring, right? It's also hiring season. It's hiring season all the time. We're currently have openings for support teacher, student assistants, advocate, program leaders. We're also not like deeply understaffed anywhere. Those would just be a better complement for our current numbers. So if folks know anybody who is looking for those positions, we're actively interviewing for those positions, and we'd love to interface with anybody who's wants to work with kids. Quickly, I'm gonna make us do some work today. We are going to need to have a special meeting in December. It should take us 5 minutes, but we did not get our audit back, and there's several back and forths in the audit that have to happen, and we're waiting for that last back for today. There was not time to get it on the agenda. We knew we weren't going to be able to agendize it the beginning of this week, but it does need to be approved and submitted by December 15th. So I wanted to take a second right now to like actually look at calendars and like see whether we can find a time. Ideally, we want to do this on like the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. I'd rather do it earlier in that week. We'll probably have it ready before then. And potentially if we wanted to propose a date at the end of next week, we'd probably make it work. I just don't know for sure when I'm getting it back, but I'll probably know that by tomorrow. So if we wanted to propose an earlier date or like two possible dates, like here's our ideal. I'd love to like just get a quorum, even if it's just the four, any point that works for like the four of you, but we can tag in any of our two other board members to be like, we need you to come approve this.
And there may be an additional, though we have the interim person around budget information on our consent, there might be an additional specialty form that we'll do too. So it's just two finance items, one of which the documents that you need to understand them are in today's consent report, but there may be a specialty county form. Sometimes there's a specialty county form we have to approve. And then the audit which we have no findings. I can report there's no findings, and the back and forth is about typos and them accidentally leaving in language from last year's audit, which we need them to take out.
Sure.
It's not about this year. And so that should be resolved very quickly.
What time on Monday would you propose? Monday, December 11th is what I was looking at.
I would love to do it not late in the evening. Are people able to do any time during the day or like before 4?
Just propose a time. What's like the best time for you? We'll see what happens.
How about 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. on Monday, 11th.
Right before dismissal, if that works.
2 p.m. works fine for me. Okay. 2 p.m. works.
If people prefer it to be 2:45 so they can pick up at 3.
That would be nice.
Then let's do 2:45. I'm sorry, not to be like crazy. Is that okay?
No. I would just say, how about 2:30?
Okay, right. Let's do 2:30. Because it's only going to take like 5 minutes.
Just in case it takes a little longer. I don't know. Just...
Yeah. So 2:30 on the 11th is awesome. And
Sarah, is that cool? I'll just draft us. So I'll draft you guys a meeting, and I'll make sure Donald and Amy know about it. I'll put your address on it, but you guys will be able to come in person. Great. And then you can finalize it, Sarah, and you guys, yeah, you can finalize it. It only needs to be posted. Yeah, but you might as well post it the Friday before at least.
I'll probably post it sooner.
Yeah.
We'll be ready. Why not?
Great.
Put it up there? It's fine. Okay, awesome. I appreciate you guys for taking a second to do that. It seemed like the fun we just get that out of the way. And that's it for us. If there's questions.
Exec and governance committee, brief summary, checking with Krishna as her data. Codify some of their long-term thinking and vision work. So she said that they have a plan for putting that together. And then we talked about the just head of school evaluation process and the listening tour that was supposed to happen on Wednesday, but due to childcare issues, I had to cancel. So I'm going to reschedule that at a time TBD. And then we'll talk about the next issue on the agenda around.
Oh yeah. We talked about Sarah.
Re-upping my board term. Yeah, that was it.
Big issue.
Public comment. That was it. No, it was pretty low key.
Do you have a plan around rescheduling the listening session?
No.
Okay.
I just don't know if you. Yeah.
Me, us to look at the calendar. And what makes sense? We could maybe do it on the A, January A.
Oh yeah,
like E day.
Yeah, yeah.
Later in the day or something, or like over the lunch, or like a lot longer lunch. We haven't planned that, but we'll like come up with it.
Oh, that might be actually hard.
Okay.
Your student doesn't have school that day.
Well, my older student is fine. I would just bring him with me, but. My youngest might be starting preschool that day. We might be doing it.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. We'll look at the other Wednesday options and after school option.
Cool. Great.
Do the next item. I would like to make a motion to vote to approve a new, fresh, full 2-year term of board service, of volunteer board service and leadership for Ms. Sarah Morrill, because her term's running out. And so I want to take action before that happens. Is there a second to that motion? Kara will happily second. Is there any discussion or questions about that?
I know.
That's how these things work, my man.
Thank you.
All in favor? Any no's? Any abstentions? Okay, Sarah abstains. And that's it. You're in. 2 more years. It's going to be, it is great, and it will continue to be great.
Love it. This place. No, for life. This is the way that I can show up for my kids' school. That feels right for me. So that's good. Appreciate it.
That's rad.
I get it.
Okay, cool. Any action needed to take on changing committee membership, officers, anything? Cool. Let's hear from Pat.
I think it's just I think talk about this every time, but it's an ongoing question of how do we do more recruitment and within FAC? And so Marcel and I are just continuing to work on that and think about it. We're going to have a call, I believe it's the 13th, but before the end of the year, we want to have another Wednesday night call. There's parents for fundraising efforts. There's parents night out coming up at Left Coast Yoga on the 1st and the 16th. And then I got together with Lana and we're going to be doing a spring auction again. So that's in the works right now. And we've got a couple volunteers for that. Another thing that's, I think, really cool came out of the land acknowledgement. So the fundraising committee has approved the percentage of our fundraising, our parent fundraising fund, 10% of that to go towards the two Indigenous organizations that the land acknowledgement put forward for our donation for the year, annual donation. And so we're going to be contacting the staff. FAC is going to be reaching out to staff for input on that. And then also sharing it with the larger community before the end of the year.
Super excited. Okay. Cool. Other business. Oakland and California updates.
No, this has me. It's
always. Oh, it probably had you from last month too. No. Because I wasn't here.
I don't know of any.
The main thing that I was going to share is just so folks knew that there was some, there's a lot of people that came to recent OUSD board meetings. It seemed it was people wanting the Oakland Unified Board to pass a resolution in support of a ceasefire in the war in Israel and Gaza. And at some point there was a recess called of the meeting, and then the meeting, I guess, was just adjourned. It didn't come back. And I don't know if the OUSD board has come back, and they had a special meeting and they met and they kind of tried to complete their other business. I'm not totally positive on that. But they haven't, with the holiday, with Thanksgiving, there haven't been as other business that I knew about, but that was the only thing I was going to share. The dashboard hasn't come out yet, but any day now. The SBAC scores went out.
Preview for the attendance piece of it. I got an email. I think I'll be today. So it's probably
pending. It's real soon.
They usually send us data is not far in advance. It's a day or two.
Yeah.
wasn't clear that it was everything either.
So the so that's some state updates that the state dashboard will be updated for the, and it'll be updated for the first time with like 2 years worth of data in years because of the pandemic.
It's scheduled to release at least some parts. It's like on December 15th. So they sent me the chronic absenteeism and graduation rate only is what I have. And they're saying we have opportunity to review that data in advance of the December 15th public release.
Okay.
All right, next up is approving our minutes from last board meeting. Are there any comments on the minutes? Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. And then next up is on the general consent report. Any comments on any of the items in the consent report? I think it's just all finance.
Yeah, I'll just make a comment. I'll make a motion to approve it. Is there a second?
I second.
Is there a second? All right. And my comment is just that the finance committee reviewed slightly different versions of the multi-year projections, like the interim reports, than what we are about to vote on. Just so we're clear, but it's still what you have though is the most accurate up-to-date information.
We discussed sort of not the specifics, but the
specifics. Yeah, that's right. So those changes got executed, and then it's all thanks for that work in a fast turnaround.
All in favor?
Aye. All passes.
All right. Any business for future meetings?
Just that, well, as we think about that, like we don't meet again regularly until like near the end of January or mid-January. We're going to have a special meeting. So, you know, if something does come up, you can add more items to that special meeting. That's it.
All right, let's go into closed session. So we're going to go into closed session on the public employee performance evaluation of the school, like we do every meeting. Are there any public comment? There's no public.
No one here. There's no one on Zoom. So okay. At 6:17, I'm going to pause the recording. Great.
All right, we are coming back from closed session at 6:56. There were no action items and nothing we need to vote on. And we're adjourned. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.